Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Friday, May 3rd. On today's show, MoonPay partners with PayPal to simplify crypto purchases for US users, and the ED seizes cryptocurrency worth 90 crore in investigation against an online gaming app. Plus, we'll take a look at the cryptocurrency prices today, with Bitcoin rising above $59,000 and Arweave becoming the top gainer. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with some exciting news in the world of cryptocurrency. MoonPay, a popular cryptocurrency buying app, has partnered with financial services giant PayPal to provide US users a seamless way to purchase cryptocurrencies using their PayPal accounts. This integration streamlines the crypto buying process for millions of Americans. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what does this partnership mean for MoonPay and PayPal users?
This is a significant development for both companies and their users. The partnership allows PayPal users to utilize wallet transfers, bank transfers, and debit card transactions directly within the MoonPay app to purchase a broader range of popular cryptocurrencies beyond the limited selection currently offered by PayPal. MoonPay CEO Ivan Sodowright described it as a symbiotic relationship that enhances flexibility for MoonPay users while extending PayPal's crypto offerings.
Sodowright also emphasized the uniqueness of this collaboration. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Sodowright noted that MoonPay is the first company to embed PayPal within their framework in this manner. It was an extensive process to align with PayPal's operational standards and get them comfortable with the arrangement. This is not just a simple integration, but a deep collaboration to provide a seamless user experience for purchasing cryptocurrencies.
How does this partnership benefit MoonPay in reaching a wider customer base?
MoonPay processes billions of dollars in crypto transactions on debit and credit cards. This partnership is pivotal for them to reach customers who may have faced banking restrictions or card declines when trying to buy cryptocurrencies in the past. By providing more flexible payment options through a trusted name like PayPal, MoonPay can attract a broader mainstream audience interested in entering the crypto space.
As digital assets continue to gain traction, what's the significance of collaborations like this one between MoonPay and PayPal?
Partnerships like these are crucial steps forward for the broader adoption and integration of cryptocurrencies into mainstream financial services. They enhance the user experience by providing flexible payment options and lend further credibility and acceptance to digital assets. As more people become interested in cryptocurrencies, making the buying process as frictionless as possible will be key to onboarding the next wave of adopters.
Thank you to our Simply Crypto correspondent for breaking down the implications of this major partnership. The trend towards cryptocurrency adoption and integration will be one of the topics explored further at Benzinga's upcoming Future of Digital Assets event on November 19th. But as the crypto space grows, so do the risks. In a major crackdown on a money laundering scheme, India's Enforcement Directorate has seized 90 crore, or about $11 million, from cryptocurrency wallets linked to exchanges like Binance, ZebPay, and WazirX. The funds were tied to an online gaming app called eNuggets that allegedly scammed users by promising high returns on investments before going dark. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent James. What can you tell us about how this app operated and pulled off this alleged scam?
According to the Enforcement Directorate's investigation, eNuggets presented itself as a legitimate gaming platform to lure in users and their money. However, once significant investments were made through the app, its operators pulled the rug, leaving investors high and dry without access to their funds. This fits the pattern of a classic advance fee scam or Ponzi scheme, where early adopters may receive some returns, but the operation abruptly shuts down before most can withdraw their money. Authorities were tipped off to suspicious activities after a police report was filed in Kolkata, which sparked a wider probe into potential money laundering.
And it seems the money trail led investigators to several major cryptocurrency exchanges. What role did digital assets play in this scheme?
The Enforcement Directorate discovered that a portion of the illicit gains from the e-nugget scam were converted into cryptocurrencies, likely as a way to obfuscate the money trail and avoid seizure. Authorities identified thousands of dummy bank accounts believed to be involved in laundering the funds. By working with major crypto exchanges like Binance, ZebPay, and WazirX, investigators were able to freeze around 90 crore worth of digital assets tied to the scam. This case highlights the importance of regulatory compliance for crypto businesses to assist law enforcement in cracking down on financial crimes.
There have already been some arrests made in connection to e-nuggets. What's the latest on the investigation and recovery of funds?
Two key suspects, Amir Khan and Roman Agarwal, have been arrested and face charges as the alleged masterminds of the e-nuggets scam. In total, the Enforcement Directorate has seized, frozen, or attached assets worth 163 crore, or nearly $20 million, so far in this case. This includes the cryptocurrency holdings, bank account balances, cash, and even some real estate like offices connected to the scheme. While a significant sum has been secured, the investigation remains ongoing to ensure all stolen funds are accounted for and victims are made whole to the greatest extent possible.
It's certainly a cautionary tale for anyone investing online, even on seemingly legitimate platforms. Always be sure to thoroughly research any company or app before handing over your hard-earned money. Thank you, James, for your insights. Speaking of the crypto market, it's seeing some positive movement today, with Bitcoin rising back above $59,000 and the overall market cap increasing over 3.5% in the past 24 hours to $2.23 trillion. For more on the latest price action, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent, Michael. What are some of the notable movers today?
A few altcoins are seeing strong gains amidst the broader market recovery. The Arweave token is up over 21% to lead the pack. This comes just a day after Arweave was the biggest loser, showing how volatile some of these smaller cap coins can be. Other top gainers include the Bonk, Pepe, Toncoin, and Immutable tokens, all rising over 12%.
And on the flip side, are there any major cryptos underperforming or seeing losses today?
Most of the major coins are in the green, but a few are lagging behind the overall market. Cosmos and Gnosis tokens are barely above break-even. Helium is the biggest loser among the larger cap cryptos, down about 5%. But overall, it's a risk-on day, with the rally being led by Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Let's dive a bit more into Bitcoin, which is, of course, the largest cryptocurrency by market cap and tends to lead the direction of the broader market. What's behind today's move back above 59,000?
Bitcoin is bouncing back after pulling back earlier in the week from its recent highs around $64,000. The recovery is helping improve overall market sentiment, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index moving back to neutral territory at a reading of 49. Bitcoin's rebound is also supporting Ethereum and other major altcoins.
That's an interesting point about market sentiment. Even with today's rally, it seems like the overall mood is still somewhat cautious after the volatility and pullbacks we've seen in recent weeks. What's your take on the current state of the market?
The crypto market is certainly in a much different place than the euphoria and sky-high prices we saw late last year. But zooming out, the market structure still looks healthy, with Bitcoin holding well above its lows and continuing to make higher highs and higher lows. Of course, crypto is notoriously volatile and sentiment can turn on a dime. But for now, the path of least resistance still appears to be higher, especially if Bitcoin can sustain this momentum and make a run back toward its all-time highs.
Great insight as always, Michael. Thank you for breaking down the latest moves in the fast-moving world of crypto. Speaking of which, Tether, the company behind the world's largest stablecoin, USDT, has just released its latest quarterly attestation report. The report reveals Tether achieved record profits of $4.52 billion in the first quarter of 2024. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about these blockbuster earnings?
This is a truly remarkable financial performance by Tether, generating over $4.5 billion in net profit in a single quarter is almost unheard of, even for the largest publicly traded companies. To put it in perspective, that quarterly profit figure is higher than the annual profits of many Fortune 500 companies. The attestation report provides a detailed breakdown of Tether's reserves, showing the assets backing the over $80 billion worth of USDT in circulation. The reserve composition includes cash and cash equivalents, short-term deposits, commercial paper, and corporate bonds from A2 and above-rated issuers. This level of transparency should further bolster confidence in Tether's ability to maintain USDT's peg to the US dollar.
Tether's growth and profits are impressive, but the company has also faced its share of controversy and regulatory scrutiny in the past. How has Tether addressed those concerns?
You're right that Tether has faced questions about the sufficiency of its reserves in the past. However, the company has taken major steps to increase transparency in recent years. Starting in 2021, Tether began releasing quarterly attestation reports conducted by independent accounting firms. These reports provide a snapshot of Tether's reserves and liabilities, allowing the public to verify that USDT is fully backed as claimed. Tether has also reduced its reliance on commercial paper in favor of holding more cash and short-term treasury bills. Moves like these, along with Tether's long track record of stability, have solidified its position as the market-leading stablecoin.
With Tether continuing to grow its market share and post huge profits, what impact is this having on the broader cryptocurrency industry?
Tether's success is hugely consequential for the crypto space as a whole. USDT serves as a vital source of liquidity for the industry, being one of the most widely traded cryptocurrency pairs. Many investors trade in and out of USDT as a stable base currency when moving between volatile crypto assets. The ample availability of USDT is a key factor supporting the overall growth of the crypto market. At the same time, some argue that crypto markets have become too dependent on Tether and that any issue with USDT could pose systemic risks. Regulators are watching stablecoins like Tether very closely and are moving to establish clearer rules for the sector.
It will certainly be interesting to see how Tether and the stablecoin industry evolve as the crypto market matures and regulatory frameworks develop. Thanks for the insights and analysis. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.